Avinu gets up in the night. Vayikach eshtei noshu v'eshtei shevchoiso v'etzachar aso yelodov v'yavor es ma'avar yaboik. Yaakov Avinu is transporting his family. He gets up in the middle of the night. It's part of the plan to be successful. The pasuk says, "V'sachar so yilodov." Dr. Rashi, what a Rashi. V'dino heichen hoisa. Nothing gets taken. Nothing is. V'dino heichen hoisa. Where was Dino? He had 12 children. He didn't have Binyamin yet. He had 11 boys and one girl. Oh boy, it was a girl. They put on the door one time, I saw it was a girl. A lady, she had like four, she finally had a girl, like 6%. Oh boy, it's a girl. Anyway, he had a girl, Dina. So where was she? Nosna b'teva, the no'al before now. He put her into a box. He boxed her in. The no'al before now. He didn't only just have the box. Mamish locked it with a Mamish like we're locking up the room. He locked it up. That Esav should not put his eyes on her. Because of this Maisa, Yaakov was Nenash Shenimno Shemono Me'elchiv. He held back Dina from his brother. Shema tachsirenu lemutov v'nofla biyadshchan. Maybe she'll be able to return him lemutov. Machzor this Rosh Marusha. She's gonna all of a sudden this little girl from Beis Yaakov. All the rebbes of Pesach Kron came to give him a sicha with all the great speakers. Came out. They gave Mama tremendous chizuk. At Sovashal Dava, Esav still to Rosh HaMarusha. He was lived in the, by a great tzaddik. It wasn't even a, you know, the Nagel Vasa Rebbe. He lived by Mamish. Has Vashon Nagel Vasa very good. He probably, I don't know, Havashpo. He lived by Yitzchak Avinu. He was an Enochol, and his grandfather was Avram Avinu. The God, the tzaddik Hadol, Shaykh Avram Avinu. People in his presence, they changed over. Avram Makarev, anybody came to his presence. Avram is not the carbon. Nothing. He goes out and he has Avram, Yitzchak and Rivka send out, could you go visit, you know, your grandfather at least on the way out? Yeah, sure, I'll be there. And on the way to his grandfather, he kills a few people, murders them to death, strangles them. Whatever way do you go to Grandpa's house? On the way to Grandpa's house. We're on the way. He's on the way to Grandpa. He murdered a few people, raped a few women. He comes in to visit. Did you visit? Yeah, I had a great time today. A little tired. Why are you so tired? You just visited an old man. Well, he needed some help. What is that blood on your hands? Well, Grandpa Abe had a bloody nose. I had to rub his nose. Wow, it's an awful lot of blood. I hope he's okay. What is going on? So, Avraham Avinu can't be Makar. Yitzchak Avinu, shame to Avi, sends him in, nothing. Who's going to come? Little Dina for the Beit Yaakov. She's going to give him, she's going to change his life. Pelle de Gezach, because of that, she got punished. It's one of the shvesh the Rashi the Chumash Rabbi said. But Pele the Gazach, he moner me achiv. So one deher the Muslims for him say, but I want to oimik on the deher Rabbi said. And this is this is the big yisod. there was a taina that if from a daik to Rashi, Shemona mi'ochiv, we know who's his brother. And the Yisoy that Tvarim is, we say family is something that you have an extra chiv to worry about. The Gemara says, and Tsoif Makis, bring me a Gemara, 24a. The Gemara says over there, the Gemara is talking about the great miles a person has, Bizurcha. Says the Gemara, 24a. Says the Gemara, the Gemara is the Ash's Apostle. Mizmul Adom Yogur Ba'olech, Mishko Bahakotchecha. Who's going to be next to Hashem? The Cherpo Lenosal Kroiva. He didn't take the shame because of his color. Yogur Ba'olech, you want to dwell with Hashem? Pasuk says, the Cherpo Lenosal Kroiva. The person who's your Koroiv, Chala Koroiv Koida. The closer you have a Koroiv, it's like you have a more responsibility. Pasuk says in Pesorach Al Tisale, if you have an oni, a person that brought a relative who's oni, who doesn't have money, you have to take care of your brother. Hashem made blood relatives and family members in order that not only we just grow up in the same house and we eat the same chocolate pudding that our mother serves us. It's not only about jello. It's not about sharing the pulki you like to have. It's about the Kodesh Baruch Hu brought you as one family, you have to be doing. Klal Yisrael also, then the dinner between the Yericho. If you're the proximity, you'll grow up close together, you have a different responsibility. And your responsibility towards them, Yaakov Avinu on his Madrega had a bigger chiyuv to be doyeg for Ochiv. Hagam, he was Esav HaRosha. And Hagam, that he wanted to kill him. But at least he should have been doyeg to think, Ulai, maybe there could be a change. It's possible. The fact that he went away with a diligence, before I should say, Noal before now, there's an emphasis in Rashi. He didn't only put her in the box. It was Noal before now. He put a lock on the box. That so much so, it should have been in his mind, a krechs. My brother Esav, what's going to be with him? Maybe he could change. To think carefully, the boy says, it's the responsibility of a kol hakorov, somebody who's your brother, somebody who's close to you, someone who's your friend, to think deeply. Maybe, just maybe. Maybe let him crash. Let's feel it. It could have been, if it wasn't normal before now, he did it with such diligence, he would have thought about going to the Masama Farshim. He would have thought about it more, would have had that rachmanis for him, and yet he would have passed it anyway. That maybe I have to keep Dina out away from him. But it would have been with such a which Lafi Madrigos, so a non-caring. There was a taina on Yaakov. That's one yisoid, because we could say it's based on the Beforoshim Rabbosa. I was thinking another yisoid, Baruch Hashem, I found Meredith Mitzi in the Sitzur Chom. I thought of this pshat also, but it's a big chiddush. Zok the Hilik Kesif Zichom b'shem the Nachlas Yankiv the Sivis. Because it says beforehand that Leah was Meshaber. Leah cried her eyeballs out. She had Chinese eyes, because she cries so much. She cried her eyeballs out. And the Gemara says the Chazal said it was a shvach, but ain't Leah Raklis, that she shouldn't be this davik. So to the Shani Leah, for if she were Oisis man, how you rush a gomer, the locker noshim al noshim, the osar beis chamuris, the yevshel achzir b'muta, the fikir maskir the shvach. That's what the shvach there. Aber achshav shenichmer hu racham aval Yaakov, v'noshkoi b'chol libay, ikke l'meimer shem et hazirer l'mutav. The pshad is what we say. It appeared that Yaakov judged Esav that he was still, no, it's not so posh, because there were Rashi that said that Gam looked his comic with the cross, Chavabah mei, is Ishma, Ima. But it could be, Rabbi said, Yaakov had a plan, had nichmer hu machamo. I wanted to touch up tight. I don't know if this is what the passion of Nachas Yaakov is saying a bunch of pshad that Esav could have changed, and we see he was changed, and therefore Yaakov should have up tight, and maybe there's a change. And that also goes into the Yisod that if you're thinking about Esav in a minute, he's my brother, and therefore he should have made a new shatzing up of what's the matzah, because my brother, it's not stam. I gotta care about my brother. Maybe there's a change, maybe, just maybe. And Taka, there was a change. I'm saying Nocha Knech over here, that Yaakov had a plan, Rabbi said, how to open up the heart of Yaisev over here. He had a plan how he's gonna open up his heart. The mahalach of Shtach Avoya, the half of the thing, that wasn't just Stam, Rabbi saying, just, flat. Yaakov knew that this was a mahalach, how to cause Esav to be humbled. And it caused him to be humbled, and to cause Yaakov to enter a certain type of ahava towards his life. Because k'mayim ponim el ponim, when a person is no good, another person ba'ava, when a person's angry at you, upset at you, or something like that, and you come across it, you don't noig back with him with anger, but you are noig with him, k'mayim ponim el ponim, you start to have a feeling of ahava towards him, a feeling of love towards him, a feeling of geshmak towards him, you can change, k'mayim ponim el ponim, you can change his attitude. It's not a yidiyah toiva. See somebody's upset at you, start thinking of good towards him, start thinking of ahava towards him, start thinking of positive towards him, you could change his whole mitzvahs. It's good in Ben Alam Chaver, it's good in Shalom Bayez. You come home and Lamais at the end of the day, you didn't pick up your socks again. The smell is still reeking from last year. Still those socks are growing mold over them. Your wife has been asking you very, very calmly and nicely. And now she's getting a little bit angry. I would say she has a baseball bat in her hand. I don't know if she ever played sports, but she found your old baseball bat and she wants to hit a home run. But the problem is there's no ball and your head is on the way in, Rabbi Yisai, from those smelly socks. What do you do, Rabbi Yisai? How do you handle it? You come home and you say something nice, Rabbi Yisai. Wow, what a beautiful aroma. From the socks, obviously. From the supper that's coming out. There's no supper on the thing. That's just smelly socks again. Well, you look so beautiful tonight. How come only I have such a big bat in my hand? I never heard that before. Well, I've decided to change my mahala. Oh boy, have you decided. The kids are... But Lamaisa, you come and say a few kind. We've said that a person did very kind with nachas. You say something, you soften. But even the feeling in your heart, as you feel out of it with somebody, it's a merdeka gazab. First, I'm saying, in Yivamis Kufchapei, can I pun him upon him? The way you look towards a certain person, Lamaisa, that's how a person can change his mind. So he right now had the koyach of nichmur racham. He created a certain racham in Ben Esav's heart. So since he knew he was used that mahach with Esav, at that moment there could be a hirachuva, and a mele would be an opportune moment to be able, that Dino should be able to now to marry him and change his life. And it's also nochach neich, which I saw b'shem Abba Kleinman, he wrote a shtickle that a woman has a certain koyach, like we saw by Rebbe Kiva, that she can find the midah toiv and mahapach the person. So the Meila, Rebbe Kiva was somebody that was hated Talmud HaChachamim, and yet she was able to see the Tznu'umah, it's another shmuz. But the koyach of this Yisoy Rabbi say all goes for the thought that Yaakov Avinu should have been thinking. It's my brother. What can I do? And if I can't cover this out, at least the grass. All the mahalchim, whatever we're going to say, from the beginning, even if he couldn't do anything, if he could do something, it's a bigger diner. But the third one, he should have been thinking, my brother Esav Nebuch, is it possible? Make the shakal of Atalia. Don't bang the nail so quick. Have a shakal of Atalia. Ulai. Okay? I pass it not. Or Ulai. Because I'm going to go now, be Nichmu Rachamov. I'm going to go create an ava towards him. His heart's going to open up. And if his heart opens up, the koch of Dina will be able to change him for the fact that a woman can change a man. But that's only if he was thinking, what's going to be with my brother? What's going to be with my brother? My brother's going through a difficult matzah. He's a Rasha. But the mice, he doesn't want to be a Rasha. He's a Rasha, but he's been Avram Yitzhak Yankov. He's a Rasha, but a Rasha can change. And if I'm thinking of that, Derech Rabbi said, the cherpu anos al kroivai. The Cheb, you did all what's possible, was it possible? Ella, what do you think? You think that it was insignificant, maybe. Esav's insignificant. He's a Rosh, nothing can become of Esav. Mela could be, that's the shot now. He went back for the Pachan Kanan, which we spoke in last week, Shmuz. That's insignificant things. You went back, you're so mildly insignificant. What about Esav? Esav's Malach comes to fight him right now. What about Esav? That was the Malach coming to fight him for insignificancy, because Yaakov at that moment, it was Oisik, it was Noah clapping Esav with insignificance. So Lishitoscha, that everything has significance. What about me? So at that moment, when he locked up you, that's when he goes, Vayavo, with the Achara, so he goes, Golodov. At that moment, Esav came to fight him. But whatever it is, Rabbi Yisrael, from here we hear it, Gvaldik Daher. And that goes with anybody, Rabbi Yisrael. We can't give up on anybody. And we have to always look out for the benefit of somebody else, Rabbi Yisrael. The benefit of somebody else. What's going on by Yen, Rabbi Yisrael? This is something we speak about in different Oifanim, Rabbi Yisrael. But here, there's a big Daher, Ochiv, Rabbi Yisrael. Your brother, your family members. And it goes, Rabbi Yisrael, and the yeshiva, everybody's like Ochiv. In the yeshivas, they think what's going on by Yeren. Sometimes you see a guy, he's not doing well. He's really not doing well. He's stuck. He's stuck to the bed. It's just he can't get out. He can't remove himself. So you think, what's going to be with him? Just let him sleep. Just let him sleep. Don't care about him. Let him sleep. Don't be mechazik him. Don't say the not quite word to him. It could be you're an Avrech. You never know, Rabbi Yisrael. There's a mokum, but it could be Nichmur Racham. He had to hear it. At that moment, he's in a mood to hear. He say a word to him. You never know, it could affect him, Rabbi Yisrael. There are times that the words can get in, Rabbi Yisrael, and make an unbelievable effect on somebody. There are things that you could say, sometimes a nice hello, a nice goodbye, something sweet, something nice, but it's all because you really care, Rabbi Yisrael. You care about other people, especially someone that you're interacting with, someone that's close to you, someone that's part of your family. A person has to understand that I'm responsible for people around me. Because Hashem put me in that matzav with other people, I'm not living for myself. If I'm around other people, I'm put into a house with other people. So the pshat is, I should interact, and if I have an opportunity, I should affect them. And I put a yeshiva with other people. Oh, I'm not. I never took kiruv lessons, Rabbi. What do you want from me? It's not about kiruv lessons, Rabbi said. It's about showing you care. And at that moment, Yaakov showed he cared. He gave him a tana. He could have affected Esav at a much deeper level. But it takes thought to think what's going on by Yenim. What's happening by Yenim? Is there a change? Can I change him? Can I do something about him? It's about activating the brain, Rabbi said. About activating the brain in a way. And taking, we spoke about this so many times, activating the brain, and the British wants us to think about somebody else. We're so enwrapped with ourselves. We should be. We want to correct ourselves and make ourselves better. We want to finish Shas. I want to finish this. I want to do that. But the British wants us that we're responsible. Not only more, it's a tefillah. It's not only it's a nice thing, it's a chesed. We're responsible, and that it was a tefillah on Yaakov Avinu. You want to be mezuchah to migor yogur ba'ol Hashem. That's what Hashem does all day. You know what Hashem does all day, Rabbi Yisrael? Every part of the day, he's doing one thing. One thing, what is the Baruch Hu doing all day and night? 24 hours, 7? Thinking about other people. Oylam chesed, what can I do for this yid, for that yid, for this person? Sometimes we look at this ra, it's really toiv, but the Baruch Hu is thinking all the time, kavi yochu. So if you want to emulate Hashem, you got to think all the time, what can I do if you get him? And then people around you have a big responsibility. And for those of us married, the biggest responsibility is for our wife. We should think about, what can we do? I always say on the way, this is something that Bachum have to learn. On your way back from the Kohel or Brother side, you should be chasming some Gemara. When you get 15 minutes closer to the door, you start to think about, what am I going to do when I get home? If you did something wrong, buy a football helmet. The new ones with good extra padding. But if you think, what can I do? What can I do to make my wife feel good? So guys, I always tell people, sometimes, you know, it's the anniversary tonight. Good thing I remembered. There was posters all over the little bedroom trying to remind me. I almost forgot. It's only our first anniversary. It was hard to remember. But Baruch Hashem, my wife put up posters all over the week. She reminded me 60 times that next week is our anniversary. So okay, he did a special thing, and he went out and he bought a carrot. Baruch Hashem, he knows his wife likes some carrots, and he went out special, spent all the money he had on a carrot, came home and he had it behind his back. Here it is, dear. Chew well. But on his anniversary, obviously he thinks of a nice gift, not a carrot. But I put it say, every day when he comes home, I tell the guys, why does that have to be, once a year you remember on the anniversary, if you're lucky, if you got reminded well enough. Oh, it's my wife's birthday. It's coming up. It was 2 weeks ago. Sorry. Forgot about that one. We'll catch the anniversary. Anyway, so what's he supposed to do, Rabbi? Say, what's he supposed to do? You go home, you wait home, go into the store, Rabbi. You know your wife likes chocolate, buy a chocolate bar. But it's not the anniversary! Who cares? You show your wife that you were thinking about her. She was slaving all day in the kitchen, making your beautiful roast beef, hot roast beef sandwich for supper. What were you doing? Drinking a lot of coffee, Baruch Hashem. She was moist and nefesh. All that coffee drinking. She has a deal with Nescafe. She has shares in Nescafe. My husband's the all-time coffee drinker. But anyway, you, Baruch Hashem, even worked hard. You learned very good. You had a good day, Rabbi Sai. You're on your way home. Your wife's work. Your wife's slave. You want to think about it. What? Think about that. You know what you're thinking about usually on the way home? What's she going to serve for supper tonight? I hope it's not the pee again from Shmooze 21. I didn't get so full on that pee. I hope it's something more than the pee again. You're thinking, oh, is it this, is it that? Think of one thing about it. So you're on the way, you pass by the store, there's a chocolate bar, Kef-Kef. You bug, oh, you know what, my wife likes Kef-Kef. So you think for a second, she was Moshe Nevitz, it's not the anniversary, not the birthday. I'm going to take out and splurge those 6 shekels. You can do it, Barsai. I'm sure you can do it. It's only 6 shekel. There's a deal, 3 for 10. So the mice, you can maybe buy 3 and give it out. Be smart. Don't give it all at once. She'll think you maybe, you know, she might think you're making extra money in the koilo. So do it 3 at 1. But you know, buy it sporadically, Barsai. You come home with a chocolate bar. You come home with something nice, Barsai. It's regular day of the week. What happened? Stanley. Shimon, I mean. What happened? What is this chocolate bar all about? Well, dear, I was thinking about how much you do for me. So much. Oh, that's so nice. Because I was about to hit you over the head. That's so kind of you. I guess I'll put away the bat. That's so kind of you, thinking about me. Thinking about someone else. Thinking what's going on in my life. Think about, am I getting any ruchnius in my life? You're steiging, what am I doing at home? I know I'm cutting a lot of vegetables, but that totally doesn't give me spiritual inspiration from cutting cucumbers into squares and making long carrot sticks. I don't get so much inspiration. So come home, I have a beautiful tape. I have an Applebaum just gave about the bat and the bee. The bat and the pea. The beautiful shmooze, the bat and the pea. Please listen to the shmooze, get chizik from it. Whatever it is about you, to think how somebody else out there that I could help, I could cause happiness, I could be nichmur rachamav, I can inject into them spiritual inspiration, spiritual hana, simcha, just a good feeling, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's what the Bereshim does all day. So let's do it a little bit. Yankovin is punished. But again, here with Bekar, somebody that's carved you, there's a big achiyuv. We're not asking you to go out into the whole world and buy chocobars for everybody. But somebody who's slaving over, somebody who's doing it, someone that's carved, you have a achiyuv to make them feel good, happy. And therefore, you have to think about them. Then when you come home, everything's off your mind. All your stomach issues, off the mind. And you think about how I could help my wife at the table, my children, my this, my that, Rabbi Yisrael. This is something that a person has to learn to think about. And when he goes home, when he's part of his life, Rabbi Yisrael, Yaakov is nitzva. Because he should have thought more about his brother, Rabbi Yisrael. Whatever way he went, we should think about others, get into our noodle that's so important by the Rebbeinu Shloilam. Hagam so chomer, Rabbeisa, by Yaakov, on his madrega, by our madrega, to think about people around us, Rabbeisa. Think what's going through their mind, Rabbeisa. The more we do about it, the better it will take away problems from us. If we're busy with working on other people's problems, it's segula, Rabbeisa. That's the pshat. If he would have thought about Esav, he wouldn't have had that problem, Rabbeisa. You want to, all we build, it's a catch-22, we're busy with our own problems. But maybe that's because we're not in tune to other people's issues, Rabbeisa. And we weren't tuned, and we help them work them out. Version removed the tzaras from us, the problems from us, the chazir from tzaras, the problems of Yizrecha, to chayim toyim, to harukim, to peyim.